Hello, my name is David Menard. I've been a professional actor in South Africa for 43 years, and I'm looking forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook. The first piece I'm going to read is from Thomas Budge's memoir, It Is What It Is. The MP unlocked my door and told me to wait. The afternoon sun was warm and disarming, and he knew that I posed no threat. Carrying a manila file, he rang the bell outside the main gate in the fence. The bell jangled. There was a rattling of keys. Warders opened up, and my escort disappeared inside. These detention barracks occupied a portion of land some 200 meters wide by about 100 deep. The front section of the great iron perimeter fence had three entrances, two on either side for vehicles, and the main pedestrian gate. The fence was high enough to obscure all interior buildings and dampen sounds, giving the place an air of mystery. My MP and two other soldiers emerged. The MP regarded me with a look of concern, shook my hand, wished me luck, and handed over custody. With a clank, a young guard closed and locked the heavy door behind us, effectively sealing my fate and banishing me from the outside world for a long, long time to come. I was still too numb to react, other than to register every unfamiliar and life-changing detail. I did what they asked with suspicion and caution, a bizarre rite of passage into adulthood, initiation by means of unknown trials. Next, I'm going to read a poem from Ben Okri's An African Elegy. We are the miracles that God made to taste the bitter fruit of time. We are precious, and one day our suffering will turn into the wonders of the earth. There are things that burn me now, which turn golden when I am happy. Do you see the mystery of our pain? That we bear poverty and are able to sing and dream sweet things, and that we never curse the air when it is warm, or the fruit when it tastes so good, or the light that bounce gently on the waters. We bless things even in our pain. We bless them in silence. That is why our music is so sweet. It makes the air remember. There are secret miracles at work that only time will bring forth. I too have heard the dead singing, and they tell me that this life is good. They tell me to live it gently, with fire, and always with hope. There is wonder here, and there is surprise. In everything the unseen moves. The ocean is full of songs. The sky is not an enemy. Destiny is our friend. The last piece I'm going to read is from Damon Galgut's The Quarry. He stood at the edge, looking down. There was a pyramid of rocks. Nothing else could be seen, but there was a stench on the air, and flies were thickly clustered like grapes. What is it? I don't know what it is. Let's go. He stood there. The shadow had reached the top of the quarry, and the sky was cooling now. Small climbed down into the hole. He stood there, helpless and looking. Then he reached out and took a stone from the pile and dropped it down heavily behind him. Flies rose droning around him, and the miasma of corruption was sweet. Small stood rigid, his body poised to run while he worked. He lifted the stones and dropped them. In time, the truth was uncovered. Yesus! No! No, Jesus! He got out of the hole. He was sweating and his hands were shaking. He stood there, staring down. Then he got back into the hole and continued with what he was doing. He picked up the rocks and he dropped them. An arm, a shoulder were apparent. I'm going to be sick, Small said. He went faster and faster, then he stopped. He leant against the side of the hole and covered his face with his hand. A pebble hit Small on the arm. He looked up. It was close to dusk now, and the sky was dark blue in colour, but it was still possible to see in outline against it the forms of three men looking down. They were at the top of the quarry. It was Captain Mong and two others. They were standing very still, and in their uniforms and caps they were like models of men. They stood there, looking, not moving. Thank you for listening to my samples. I look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook.